This picnic is such a drag. Let's get out of here.
What? I can't. I have to help.
Come on. Just come with me for a few minutes. My fake smile is starting to hurt.
Okay, but we're not going to smoke, girlie. I told you.
No, that isn't what I had in mind. Maybe later. Come on.
Okay. As long as we'll be back soon, my parents will notice.
So, you tell them you need the bathroom. Whatever. This way.
You know, they told me they didn't like that I was hanging around with you.
Oh, yeah? What'd they say?
I think they think you're gonna get me into drugs or spending the night out with boys or something. I told them we didn't do anything.
Well, I would give you drugs, only if you wanted them. I solemnly promise, here in this chapel, that I will not start encouraging you to spend the night out with boys.
No.
Oh, honey, that is so the furthest thing from my mind. Come on, let's go up in the choir loft.
All right. I used to hide up there from my parents a lot.
Oh, yeah? Show me where.
Up here, around the organ. See this little corner? No one can see you if they just glance in.
It reminds me of a confessional.
Well, we're not Catholic. We don't have those.
Sweetie, I'm not anything. Though, I do have something to confess.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Well, I haven't done anything. But I admit, I've been having impure thoughts.
Really? About who? That guy from art class?
No. Not him. Someone else.
No? But
I know I shouldn't, but I can't help but think about their body and how soft and warm it must be under their clothes and how good they smell.
You really shouldn't.
I know. And I know there are real barriers that she might never let herself think of me that way.
She?
But then I see her lips. Your lips. Oh, God, and your neck. And I can't help wanting to taste.
Don't. I mean, we're friends and I like you, but you shouldn't kiss me like that.
I shouldn't?
No, it's not right.
It's not right? Or you don't like it?
My father would freak out. The church, I mean, it's a sin and he's the pastor.
I'm not gonna tell your father, are you?
No.
My good little girl. If you want to go back, we can. And I promise I'll keep all my impure thoughts to myself from now on.
You will?
I will. I promise never to hold your hand like this again. Or lean so close we can feel each other's breath. Or tuck your hair behind your ear so I can kiss your neck some more. And I especially promise never to kiss your sweet red lips with mine.
But what if I want you to?
Want me to what?
Do all those things. Kiss me.
I already said I wouldn't, sweetie. If you want to kiss me, I guess you'll have to do it.
You're trying to turn me into a bad girl.
Only so I can spank you.
It's
okay, sweetness. Let's get you back to the party before they miss you.
No. Let's stay.
What would your father say?
Shut up and kiss me.
I like it when you're bossy. I also love this dress, by the way. It's just the dress the sweet girl would wear to tease all this lovely exposed skin. The tops of your breasts just teasing me. When I see it, I can't wait to slide this skirt up your thighs. God, your thighs.
Don't blaspheme.
But if we don't sin, Jesus died for nothing.
What are you? Oh, God, here.
I can't think of a better place to find out what the preacher's daughter tastes like. Can you?
But what if someone comes in?
Well, you'll just have to be very quiet, won't you, Angel? Just like you are at night when you rub this sweet little cunt in your bed. You are so wet. These little white panties are just soaked. Angel, you are so fucking sexy right now. Your head is just rocking against my hand. Fuck. Okay, enough teasing.
Please.
We taste so fucking good.
Oh my gosh.
Not wrong.
Put your hand over mine. Show me.
Oh, just like That's so perfect.
A little harder, a little faster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Oh, fuck. Oh, sweet angel.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Yes, oh my gosh. It would be a shame if you had to move out or something. I should, though. Or you won't be able to introduce me to all those boys from the wrong side of the tracks tonight.
You should wash your hands.
No.
Oh, fuck me. I'll see you tonight.